Feel my dick in your ass.
We should be good to go here.
Feel my penis in your buzzy.
We're playing a dangerous game here. Playing it fast and loose with it.
Fast and loose.
The SD card files.
So you might not ever even hear this episode.
We just recorded a banger.
Oh, it was really good.
And we need to make sure that...
And every time we do that, we lose it because we're dumbasses.
Yeah.
But this time, we took some precautions.
We offloaded it, saved it on the SD card anyways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this one will disappear.
Nah, it'll be fine.
Nah, we'll be good.
It'll be sexually fine.
No, it'll be good, I'm a gay guy.
Because we didn't format it, right?
So it's suck my fucking dick again. Feel the rain on your dick.
Feel the size of my dick.
Feel my penis your butt cheeks.
Ray Charles would actually feel women's penises to see how big their cocks were.
That's right.
He would be like, "Oh, may I please? What am I in the fucking guitar seat here?
You're sitting in a guitar.
I'm sitting on
move the guitar.
Multiple guitars. I mean, what the hell is this guitar?
What is this guitar center?
Is this guitar center over here?
You know it's not because Adam's not trying to talk you down on the price of that guitar.
I don't know what to tell you, man. It's a fucking telly.
I get paid $10 an hour, so can I please go home?
That guy was so annoyed.
I will never live
that
down.
It costs $200 to get Jonathan Frakes to say, and how about the story about the Jewish guy at Guitar Center? He's on Cameo.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah, I thought about doing it, but then I was too lazy to click a couple. Yeah. It was like, click here to sign up, and then I did, and then my phone was like, do you want to switch to the app? I'm like, you know what?
Fuck you.
You know what, dude? I'm going to go back to laying nude on the floor of my bedroom that I've thrown all the furniture out of and have no plans to replace.
I do love that. Look,
I like your new setup, Nick.
You're fucking living like a samurai.
I am. Mm-hmm. Sparse.
Mm-hmm. He's doing tea ceremonies alone.
The no pussy zone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
I pull my dick out, and then I put a bandana on, and I open the window, and the bandana, it blows in the wind.
Yep.
Like Snake. And then with my own dick, I shove it into my ass like a ritual Japanese suicide.
You're committing straight seppuku.
Yeah.
You're killing your straight pussy-thirsting self, and now you live as a gay samurai alone.
Yeah.
roaming the countryside, trying to suck guys off.
What color is the bathroom at the McDonald's in Herefordshire?
He had Sean Bean sweating.
Yeah. I don't remember what the color of the bathroom is, but I promise I'm gay.
Pull it out. Show me a penis. Show me a penis. Show me a penis.
Show me a penis. Let me see a penis now. What color is a black man's penis? It's purple. It's a trick question.
He was light-skinned.
There's different colors. They got all different kind of colors.
Yeah. They got a mocha.
Yeah. Only some of them have cocks that look like the lips.
You think if Robert De Niro was gay, he'd like to fuck black men?
Because he likes to fuck black women.
Do you think there's
That's
some kind
a good
of
question?
It would be funny if he was gay just to hear what the president would have to say about him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got this guy. He's playing a mobster. Meanwhile, he's sucking cock. He's in his dressing room. And he's got, this is true. They're on the set of Goodfellas. They had to stop filming because he's in his trailer and he's getting fucked in his ass.
This is true, folks.
We've just if Al Qaeda has just blown up the Freedom Tower, and he's like, Robert De Niro, this guy was sucking so much, and they used to shoot on film, thousands and thousands of dollars every time they have to say cut, thousands of dollars they're wasting. So this guy, and then look, that's your choice, that's your life, those are your choices to make. Like, are you going to react to the terrorist attack? 3,000 people have died. And he's down on his knees. That's a disgusting question. It's a disgusting question. You're a disgusting person. You should be fired and killed. And Robert De Niro, he would suck the cum out. This is true. I know it sounds bad. But I'm not making this
up. I'm not making it up, folks.
He would keep the cum in his mouth, and they'd say he would spit it all over the craft services table. And I mean, come on. That's for working
people. Now, for me, that's too much.
It's for working people. You know, the Democrats, they say they care about working people. Here's Robert De Niro spitting cum all over the Capri Suns. Mm-hmm. An electrician's got to come by. He doesn't even have health insurance. He can barely figure out the straw in the fucking thing. And then he's got a bunch of cum in his face from Robert De Niro throwing boffing up.
Because Robert De Niro is gay.
A second plane has hit the towers. Undoubtedly one of the darkest moments in American history. We go live now to the president, who's still talking about Robert De Niro being gay on the set of Casino.
A sad day in American history.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. But I do wonder if there's some kind of mathematics. Like, if you like to fuck Asian women, if you became gay, would you... I don't know. Mm-hmm. What's do you fuck Asian men? Do you fuck, I don't know, Hispanic men?
Well, it's called the devil's prism for a reason. Mm-hmm. You know, if you were a straight man that wanted to fuck Asian women and you became gay,
yeah,
then you would want to fuck little boys.
Oh, interesting.
That's in the gay community, children are the equivalent of Asian women.
So you're gonna put? So you consider pedophiles
I'm not making
a subset?
I'm not making.
It's the devil's prison.
No, I'm telling you,
this is true.
It's true. Billy Bush. He interviewed Robert De Niro, and Robert De Niro was saying to him, "I used to like Asian women. I tried out being gay. Now I fuck children, and it's 100% true." Wow. You tell me, Anderson Cooper. Okay, Mr. President, we have to discuss the terrorist attack that's been committed in New York City. Al-Qaeda is claiming responsibility. 50,000 people are dead. They detonated a hydrogen bomb in the middle of Manhattan. And 8.3 million Americans perished last night. And they're saying that our projected GDP puts us on par with Kuala Lumpur. Mm-hmm. We have now descended to third world country status. I actually CNN is going out of business. Good. You should go out of business. You know these lies you're telling about me when you should be reporting on Robert De Niro having gay sex.
Joe Pesci almost killed himself.
Last year, this is true. Last year, CNN did 862 million negative stories about me. Mm-hmm. We added it up. We got somebody from the Office of Accountability and the Post Office, something like that. They added it up 832 trillion times. Mm-hmm. There was a negative story about me. One story about Robert De Niro having gay sex with a margin of error of one.
That's not fair.
It's not fair. Just why?
Oh, yeah. That is correct.
Well, the election's coming up. 19 million Americans are dead. The average household income is now $3 a year.
Mm-hmm. Donald Trump wins 500 electoral votes to three.
Donald Trump is down 800 million points in the polls. So it looks like it's going to be an easy win for Joe Biden. Well, it's election night, and Donald Trump won 100% of the votes. Not a single person voted for, and we go live now to poll exiting voters and see what they think. We're here in, I don't know, Wisconsin. Who gives a shit?
Well, you know, I've voted for Barack Obama. You know, we liked him. Even, you know, I mean, I thought, you know, maybe it's time for, you know, what was he, Spanish or something? I thought that was good. But, you know, I mean, a lot of people, they're, you know, I don't know how you feel about Donald Trump, but he is the president, you know? And if I'm going to vote for somebody, I figure voting for president, and one of them is the president. So, I mean, that seems to be, you know, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, for me, it was Robert De Niro being gay that kind of swung me in the right direction.
I didn't like that he said that, but, you know, you look into it, and it's actually true. You know, initially I was pretty mad at the president, but then there's another clip that they don't show you on CNN. They played it on Fox News. And we go live to the clip now. not only is he gay, but they found this out. His real name is William Wilhelm. he's not even Italian. He made it up. He made it up in college when he started reading Karl Marx. He thought, oh, if I had an Italian sounding name, I'd be able to be in gangster movies, even though I'm a cock sucking homosexual. Anderson
Cooper, Mr. President, you're not answering my question.
Just okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. President.
There's now been a 35th plane. They're down to flying plane. They've run out of buildings. And they've flown a plane into the Barton Springs pool in Austin, Texas.
The Royal Farms Arena in Baltimore City has been destroyed.
People
That's
are
what
using...
I said. Yeah, this is why everyone needs to have their own private plane. I fly private all the time. This is never going to be an issue for me. And I do it, and what do they say? The climate. Oh, he's hurting the climate. What is that? It's invisible. The air. Now, that's how bad they think I am, that I can hurt the air. It's you can't even see it.
Folks, these are sick people.
Meanwhile, Robert De Niro... He's burping and farting cum off. What's his carbon footprint?
Do you know how many chemicals it takes to clean up cum?
Wait, how do you measure his carbon footprint? What size women's shoe do you measure his carbon footprint in? Answer me that, Anderson Cooper.
You know De Niro is actually only a quarter Italian?
Yeah.
Is that true?
It's fucked up, dude.
Mr. President, I should inform you, outside of my responsibilities as a journalist, to never put myself into the story, but I am, in fact, a homosexual.
Ew!
Don't say that about yourself, Anderson. I understand we've had our differences, but I think very highly of you. I think you're a good guy. Don't. You don't need to throw yourself under the bus just because I'm here. I appreciate what you're doing. No, I'm a gay man. No, you're
Stop.
Good. You're good.
You're a good guy.
You're a good guy, and that's why I'm here to unite people. We're going to bring everybody together. You should think highly of yourself, Anderson. Look, you made it all the way to the top of the TV. You're the king of the TV.
You're the guy on the TV.
You're all the way up here in TV City. And where's Robert De Niro? Down on his knees on Fifth Avenue. He's sucking some guy's cock.
Damn.
We think the turning point tonight on Frontline, how Donald Trump swept the election in 2020. We initially thought giving Anderson Cooper a 17-hour interview with the president immediately following the worst terrorist attack in the history of the United States would hurt him, but apparently he's made out of Teflon. Yeah. There's literally nothing the president can do that will be perceived as bad by the American people. And that's partially our fault.
What if he got his dick sucked on camera?
Mm-hmm. Trump?
Yeah. Would that help or hurt him?
I don't see that hurting.
Bum, 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 bum. Whatever. Then it's like a disclaimer. Due to threats to our funding, Frontline has lost editorial control of the show, which will now be handled by some woman that Donald Trump met at a car wash. Mm-hmm. Robert De Niro. Gay and not Italian. Tonight on Frontline, we look into the star of Casino's cock-sucking exploits. Back in his Ulster Scott days on Fifth Avenue.
Yeah. Gay and not Italian. Yeah. Italian.
Issue one.
It's just Dexter Filkins being like, oh, are you sure you don't want to just ask me about Iraq? They're like, no, just call Robert De Niro gay.
Just say he's gay.
We need to just ride out this administration.
Once it's over, we'll go back.
He's got four more years.
4 more years. We just we'll do 35 episodes on Robert De Niro and how E. Jean Carroll has schizophrenia. we're doing all of his political enemy attack shows. We're just going to get it out of the way, and then we can start.
And we'll go back.
We can keep going back. We can do another 100 episodes on how ISIS is either doing good or bad. Frontline kind of fell off for like a period.
Dude, I never watched Frontline.
Frontline rocks.
Yeah.
Frontline's great.
The one on Putin is really good.
But then they had like...
And then the one on ISIS is really good too.
There's a million on ISIS, I feel. Yeah. Like it was like in...
The
in
one
like,
I saw on ISIS.
Wait, is it a weekly show?
I don't know.
Or
no.
They do one-offs.
It's like a...
It's like once every like 6 weeks or
documentary
so.
Documentary series.
Oh, okay. I see.
They're pretty good. You learn a lot. Interesting.
Never seen shit.
You should watch the Firestone one. You'd probably like that one.
What's Firestone?
The tire company?
Yeah, Firestone, they had a rubber plantation in Liberia.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. That's where they were chopping people's hands off and shit?
Yeah, they were like fucking... They basically like funded this guy, Charles Taylor's like...
Yeah.
Death Squad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was out there just fucking genociding motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Fuck, that would suck.
Tonight on Frontline, did Robert De Niro fund Charles Taylor's genocidal campaign? Yes, he did.
And he sucked his cock.
And he's gay and he's not Italian. Bum, bum, bum,
bum. Dude, I burned my fucking thumb grilling.
Yeah.
I was getting the souvlaki out of this shit, and I touched the wood where it was right off the grill, and I heard my fucking thumb meat sizzle. Does that shit ever happen to you?
Yeah. It's just the moisture on your finger.
Dude, it was fucked up. No, it looked...
And it smelled probably, too.
Yeah, and it tasted so good.
Your thumb?
Have you ever tasted human, like... perfectly charred human flesh.
Do you have a taste for human flesh,
though?
I
do now, dude. I'm like a fucking bear that ate a woman.
Or gotta put another me bear? Oh, yeah. Then you can't...
It was fucked up. I don't like hearing my own fucking skin go... Tss.
I think that is a good conclusion to your life, is that you just eat yourself.
I slowly barbecue each a little piece of myself.
You don't eat other stuff. You just
eat
yourself.
It's like when Homer has a donut head.
Yeah,
and
dude,
he can't stop eating his own head.
Hmm.
I used to draw a donut head Homer all the time when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I was obsessed with drawing Homer with a
That's a good one.
Head. Yeah.
Donut head Homer rocked. And also...
A Taurus.
Also, Homer in the Chocolate City.
Yeah.
When the Germans take over the plant.
Of course, Mr. Simpson. After all, we are from the land of chocolate. Yeah, I'm sorry. You were saying something about chocolate? That was 10 minutes ago.
God damn, I would love to be in a land of chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, we got to fucking plan our Puerto Rico vacation, dude.
Oh, yeah, we've made a big decision about the show, guys.
We're going to winter in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be snowbirds, like old Jewish people going to a warmer weather climate.
We should just get a fucking mansion, dude.
Living single in a 90s kind of world.
Living single.
That would be cool.
Sucking pussy.
We're sucking penis.
We're sucking penis. Robert De Niro's like a penis.
Tonight's episode of In Living Single has been purchased.
In Living Single.
Living Single.
It's been purchased by Donald Trump, the distribution rights, and has been edited to reflect the official positions of the White House.
We're going to get black people on board. We're going to buy episodes of Living Single.
Here's how you get the black vote. You tell them Robert De Niro, he's actually a cocksucker.
Because the blacks, they're like me. They don't like gays.
They don't like it. They, you know, everybody's saying I'm stuck in the past. These guys.
These blacks.
Go to a barbershop.
Yeah. You ever talk to a black guy? The thing's coming out of his mouth. It's like it's 1880. He's talking about, I can't wait to get a telephone. I can't wait to try out one of these telephones.
I can't wait to order something from the Sears catalog.
So true, Mr. President.
That's how these black
people happen to be like,
the way they talk, it's like it's 1830. It's N-word this, N-word that. It's like, pal, one of them's going to hear you.
You got to say it quieter.
You got to be quiet. You got to do it.
You can't say that word.
I say it in the dressing room at Bergman Goodorf.
Bergdorf Goodman?
Yeah, whatever the fuck that place is called.
Didn't somebody say they had audio of him saying it while he was on The Apprentice?
Yeah.
Well, he had a good reason to say it.
Oh, he was kicking Omarosa off?
Yeah.
What happened to Omarosa?
She was in the administration, and then I think she tried to switch up and snitch on him or something.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work?
I don't think so. She's fucking Teflon Don.
She didn't get... Yeah, I'm sure she was adopted by the resistance for 2 days.
It's going to be so funny when he wins.
God, I hope he doesn't. But he probably will.
It's going to be so funny.
Tomorrow night's the debate.
Nuh-uh, for real?
Yeah. Tomorrow night's debate won. We should have saved the show.
Are you serious?
That's we should have saved.
Feel my dick in your
That's gonna be a fucking battle.
That's for our awesome, dude.
Honestly,
it's gonna degenerate into just name calling.
No,
shit,
no. 100%. Trump's whole thing right now is that
they're probably gonna physic. You know what? Here's how Joe Biden wins the election.
He beats him up.
Well, like buck on him, because Donald Trump will back down.
Mm-hmm. No, I think
Joe Biden does have that energy.
He really does. He would get in a fight.
Yeah,
he
would get in a fight.
What if Joe Biden was
just
like,
kicks his ass?
He gets in his face and he's like, do something.
That would be awesome. No,
I mean, I really, now that I said that, he would win the election. Easily.
If he made Trump look like a pussy.
If he just fucking got in Donald Trump's face and said, do something.
No one's tried that yet. Honestly. Yeah,
It should have been.
Joe Biden should just be like, he's like, listen, Jack, listen.
It's also like, what do we have to lose? Culturally, politically?
Nothing.
It's already a super embarrassment.
That's what people are tuning in for anyways. There's no chance we're getting like health insurance out of
it. No.
That's not even going to be discussed.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All we can hope for is that it's slightly. I mean,
Donald Trump's going to bring like a sample of Joe Biden's son's brain cancer on stage.
No. Donald Trump's whole thing right now is that he is demanding Joe Biden take a drug test because he's a drug addict. He keeps tweeting about how he's like, Joe Biden is a drug addict.
Look, I know this. Him and Robert De Niro, they've been doing poppers. It's a drug. It's only gay people are allowed to take it. How is that fair? They got a drug that only gay people are allowed to do. And they say they want equality. Well, how come? Here's where we were, 1950. You know, some people say this is an equal. Other people say, well, maybe there's a couple more things we could change. Okay. Go ahead. Change a couple of things. But then they go way too far. They've gone too far, and now gay people have special
drugs. Their own drugs. Mm-hmm.
They got special drugs. Prep poppers. Meanwhile, I'm in the White House, and I'm shooting heroin with my daughter.
Beautiful.
I'm having my beautiful daughter shoot heroin into the last vein in my penis. I had to go to Thailand to get new veins put into my penis so I could shoot heroin into my penis before the debates.
Trump's definitely on Adderall, though, right?
They say he snorts Adderall, but I don't buy it, dude.
Yeah.
I think that he's just a weird guy.
You don't think he's on Adderall?
The one thing I have heard is that he's really into Sudafed.
Sudafed is kind of fucking.
What if he's into Blue Chew? Take it away, boy.
Right. Oh, he's probably. If he was into Blue Chew, then he would be in a fucking beautiful place. Because let me tell you this much. I'm into Blue Chew.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a fucked up little penis. Now, when I take a couple fucking Blue Chews, and look, they come in 6 milligrams. They come in, I want to say, maybe even they do a 15 milligram or a 12 or something like that. Here's the thing. They tell you to take one. You could take as many as you want to make your dick even harder.
Yeah.
One will make it hard. Two will make it real hard. Three will make it throbbing hard, and you'll have a pretty bad headache the whole time.
Yeah, for a couple days on.
But your dick will stay hard. Mm-hmm. Because with the doctors of Blue Chew say is that it's either fucking, it's the same exact shit as Viagra, it's the same exact shit as fucking Cialis, but this time it's in a candy form. And I don't know about you, but eating candy at them makes that. I'm already halfway to fucking hard.
Exactly.
They're kind of like Sweet Tarts or Smarties.
They make it in a flavor that any child would adore.
Exactly. Yeah. And you can give it to a child, and its little cock will get hard.
It reminds me of going to my local candy shop and the old man there giving me some blue raspberry style candies.
Oh, yeah.
That just made my dick.
That made your dick hard.
Insanely hard.
He's like, why don't you? I have even better candies in the back room. And then he takes you back there, he locks the door, and then you wake up 20 minutes later, you're eating a hot dog on a park bench, and you're confused how you got there.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing about our president. I don't think that he would use a Blue Chew. I think that he would go in soft and just tell the woman that
his dick is hard, yeah. Yep. Isn't that what What's-Your-Face said? That he kind of slid his little ass dick. He didn't have that big a dick, and it was semi-soft, and he slid it in there with a lot of pubes.
Who knows? Stormy said that. Well, I trust her.
Anyway, you go to BlueChew.com. You fucking talk. You don't have to go to the doctor and say, "Doctor, please, my dick is soft." Which I did. I tried to ask my doctor in Baltimore when I was like 22 years old for dick pills. At the time, I was lying and just wanted to get my dick even harder. And he gave me some samples because he was Italian and his name was Vincenzo and he rolls like that. You don't have to do that, though. You don't have to be embarrassed. You go right online. You fucking have an online consultation. Mm-hmm. And you say, look how fucking lit my cock is. They ask the last girl you fucked. They text her, was his dick hard? Mm-hmm. She'll say no. You get her to say no. And then they mail you some fucking sildenafil or tadalafil.
I can't get enough of these fucking mandarin oranges.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I got them. Mm.
Yeah, you've eaten, today we've been hanging out. You've had, what, 4 of Adam's oranges?
I've had like 9.
You're gonna have some wet shit, I'll tell you what.
I can't shit anymore.
Nick's ass is already leaking. I can smell it from here.
I can't. My shit don't work. I need Blue Chew for my ass.
They're rolling that product.
They're working on Blue Chew for the ass.
My name is B.B. King. Mm-hmm. You may know me. You may know me as the mascot of Blue Chew. Blue King.
Blue Chew King.
Blue Chew.
They should get Boutros Ghali and then Blue Chew Ghali.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what BB King's first.
Did you say the promo code?
No.
If you like sex,
you'll love BlueChew.com. You'll love Blue
Chew. It's the same generic ingredients as Viagra and Cialis.
Correct. All that.
Yeah, sildenafil and Tadalaf. I mean, come on with the fucking names.
Who cares?
Just what about what happened to Earl?
Tadictilahardfil.
Steve.
Phil Dick LaFil. Uncle Phil Dick.
Uh-huh. Uncle Phil's dick. Yeah. Uncle Phil was gay.
Philip? What was the bachelor's name? Jeffrey.
The bachelors.
The bachelor.
The butlers.
Look. You don't understand. I need to just let my mind.
I'm sorry, man. Go for it.
Yeah, just it's go gotta, in your flow, dude. It's gotta flow be. Out.
Nick is levitating and his eyes are rolling in the back of his head.
He's got his legs crisscross applesauce.
I gotta fucking.
And he's floating 6 feet above the earth.
Another plane to see my way through this.
All right, we're with you, buddy.
A lot of people listening to the show don't know that I go to bed at 7 p.m. now and wake up at 3 a.m.
He's on a new schedule.
He's on the Mark Wahlberg schedule.
By no choice of my own.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens like that now. I don't know what the fuck happened.
He wakes up screaming. Yeah. He prays. He works out. And then he has to go
to BlueChew.com, promo code Cumtown.
Promo code Penis.
Promo code
Gary Penis.
They're going to send it to you in discreet packaging.
Yeah, this is actor Gary Penis. What is he
saying? That is what Gary Penis sounds
Gary
like.
Gary Penis.
Scary Penis.
Damn, how this the fuck Gary. Did it take us so long to get to Gary Penis?
I think we've said it before.
He's a Hollywood Republican.
Yeah, my name's Gary Penis. I'm here for BlueChew.com.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if any of the people listening, you listeners at home, might have a penis that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
What does Gary Sinise sound like?
Something like that, yeah.
I don't think so.
I can't even visualize his voice.
I can visualize his face, but not his voice.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid and I saw that Lieutenant Dan was having sex. Oh, yeah, it's promo code Cumtown.
Oh, is Gary Sinise Lieutenant Dan?
Gary Sinise.
When I was a kid, I was like, how is he doing that? He doesn't have legs.
Gary Sinise.
He didn't have a penis.
BlueChew.com.
Yeah,
it was very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
When they made me cut my legs off to play the retarded guy in Forrest Gump.
I don't know if he was retarded.
That movie was all about different kind of retards. Hence the box of chocolates speech. You got a mental retard, a racial retard, and then a body retard.
Okay, I think Bubba was also...
And Jenny was a gender retard.
That's what a woman is?
I can buy into that one.
And then everybody gets AIDS, and the moral of the story is don't fuck your disabled kid's principal just to trick him into...
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how sweet is it? The only benefit of being retarded is that you don't have to go to school.
And the ping pong, too.
And then your mom uses her pussy to make you do homework.
Mm-hmm.
Fucked up. That's a bad mom.
That's a shitty mom.
I would fuck Sally Fields, though.
Yeah.
To let the kid into school?
Fuck yeah, dude.
You know, I fucked Sally Fields. Gary, just stick to the copy. Can you stop doing a Jack Nicholson impression? It's not my fault. I don't know what I sound like. Why the hell would you hire Gary Sinise to do VO for your commercial?
For your cock pill commercial.
For your BlueChew.com commercial.
Promo code Cumtown.
Promo code Cumtown.
Get 20, what is it, 20% off your first
20%
order?
20% off. Promo code Cumtown doesn't work. Try Cumtown 20. It's one of the two.
It's probably one of those two.
And my phone died before we started the show, so I don't have the copy in front of me. I can't guarantee what the promo code is, but it's either a Cumtown or Cumtown 20. I'm Gary Panice.
I'm Gary Panice. May your penis get hard. I also want to say real quick, this weekend,
live
come
long
see me.
And let your penis get
let
hard.
Let your penis get hard.
Mr. Spock, do that thing with your hand and say the thing about my cock.
Live long and let your penis get hard.
Yes.
I love it.
You did it again, Spock.
I love it so much.
Come see me this weekend in Philadelphia. I'm at the Punchline in Philly. Just went to get that one off early. Five shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday, not Sunday. So that, and then I'm in Worcester Saturday.
Worcester.
Worcester, Mass. And yeah, that's it. Keep getting your dick hard. Also, Soul Joel's tent in Royersford, PA later. And then Magoobies on Halloween weekend.
Very nice.
But and bring the blue chew. Bring your dick. Make your dick hard.
Mm-hmm.
Who was asking him to do in the act out, Nick? Who was asking Spock to say that?
Captain Kirk.
Captain Kirk.
Yeah. Mr. Spock, put your hand in my ass. And spread your fingers.
Do a V.
Do that V thing in my ass.
Mr. Spock, meet me on the bridge and do the V thing in my ass. This is brand new territory for this show. If you're just tuning in, we've never done anything like this.
Is this still funny for them?
Oh, yeah, dude. The
it's
V
still
thing?
Funny for me.
Do the V thing in my ass?
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
That's very funny.
I think the show
me.
Is finally funny to me.
Yeah. Yep. It's funny to
it's
me.
It's never been funny to me before, but the idea of spending years.
I've had instead of Garfield friends is Garfield and his boyfriends.
Yep.
And the cats are okay. The cat's just like Monday. And they're like, what's wrong with Monday? And then it's 20 minutes of the cat being violently fucked by a bunch of guys, and you're like, oh. That poor cat.
Poor
and it
Garfield
happened
on Monday.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, that's why he hates Mondays.
John comes down. He's like, Garfield, it's Monday.
Oh, no.
And he's like, and then the speech bubble, oh, great. John's friends are coming.
Just fucking giving a sarcastic smirk. Hurry up, fellas.
Robert De Niro walks in.
Not
I brought lasagna for everybody because I'm Italian. His eyes are all shifty.
He fucked the cat. He did Anderson. There was a cat named Garfield.
he was friends with this cat, John Arbuckle. And they would all get together.
Everybody knows.
Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro, he would
John Arbuckle.
Bring lasagna, John Arbuckle, and Robert De Niro would spit roast a big orange tabby.
It was
because
cat.
In the gay community, orange cats are like their Asian women. That's what it is to them.
Okay, Mr. President, 20 minutes ago you said it was children.
Look, Anderson, I don't tell you how to live your life. You're quite literally doing exactly that right now. I don't make the rules.
I just play by them, Anderson.
I don't make the rules. I mean, that is my job. As president, I come up with all the rules. I decide what they're going to be.
I think it would be really funny if the Democrats found like some big fat guy to accuse that Amy Barrett woman of rape.
He's like, sure, when I was in high school, she took advantage of me.
We have to act like he's brave.
Right, and then there's just like in Senate being like, how did it make you feel?
Mm-hmm.
She sucked my dick.
She sucked my little dick.
We gotta start.
Indelible in the hippocampus is Amy laughing at my tiny penis as she sucked it in front of the entire football team. And they all laughed and said, there's fat-titted baby dick Eric getting his dick sucked by slut Amy.
We gotta start doing.
What happened to Believe All Women? What happened to believing victims? Nobody believes Eric Custard. Nobody believes Mr. Eric Custard when he says that Amy raped him.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they believe Christine Blasey Ford?
We got to start Jacob Wool style hijinks.
Exposés.
Yeah, but for the left.
What is Jacob Wool trying to like be a gigolo now?
No, he's on OnlyFans, but he just shows himself shirtless.
He never shows cock?
I don't think he shows cock.
What about in like briefs? You can see the outline.
That kid rules, dude. Every idea he comes up with fails immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. Is he rich or something?
I think his dad's rich or something. He looks like a rich kid.
Who is the bitch that they're about to put on the Supreme Court?
That's Amy Barrett.
She's got two last names.
Amy Barrett Coney.
She's got fucked up eyes, dude.
Yeah, she's super Catholic.
Oh.
Yeah. She's 48 and she was a judge for 2 years or something.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What if somebody sniped her?
Or what if she raped an obese kid when she was in high school?
Yeah.
If I was only the right age, I would be down for this.
How funny would it be if like they just got Christine Blasey Ford again and she's like, Amy raped me.
Wait, did he rape Christine Blasey Ford? What did he do?
He like held her down while he was drunk.
Yeah.
And he almost raped her, but he didn't.
Oh, damn.
I think his friend was laughing at them or something. But yeah. No, stop. I think you should run a honeypot operation.
I will, dude. I'll get her to fuck my ass with a strap on.
Bad news. Stav ate all the honey.
God damn it, Stav.
How did you eat metaphorical honey?
I don't know, but I wanted honey, dude.
This was our chance.
You've heard the expression of rose by any other name.
This was our chance to save
what does that
Roe
mean? Wade. You called something honey, and I had to eat it.
I wish my brain worked that way, dude.
We got a Booker Hotel.
Like in Hook? Where they could just think about the food.
Yeah, I remember
Imagine.
That.
Mm-hmm. You know how much of my life I spent thinking about like...
How about a movie like Hook that sounds like Hook, the name of
no,
it?
No.
Come on, man. Episode 470.
No. Not that.
I think we've brought attention to it before, but you do look like the little black kid from Hook.
We're just fat,
with
dude.
The floppy
we're just
hat.
Both fat.
No, you both have a nice aura.
We're fat. We have fat cheeks,
chubby cheeks, a nice smile.
Mm-hmm.
You get excited when
you
imagine.
Put those hats
huge.
On fat black kids again.
Yeah,
that was an awesome.
The little
look.
Newsy cap,
the
awesome
floppy
look.
Newsy.
Yeah,
awesome.
That
look.
Was a good look. Yeah.
Actor Jeremy Chocolate starred in 13 movies before passing away at the age of 13.
Oh, fuck.
Are we gonna...
No.
No.
I love it. I love seeing that little fucking mischievous grin.
Oh,
Nick
gosh.
Is really enjoying whatever racist thing
just
he's thinking.
The face of Satan. Just the master of tricks.
Oh, man. You know Glenn Close was a pirate in Hook.
Really?
Oh, don't get me started.
Yeah, for real. For real. I think she might have even been the guy in the hole or something. Or she was definitely a pirate.
You know who else was a pirate?
Really, Hook? You think you can just fuck me and leave? Peter Pan's like, we're all children. Ma'am, this entire world is filled with children. If you could just keep your...
Isn't it pirates and children? So is the whole thing just a fucking metaphor for child rapists?
Yeah, well, it's all named after what was going on at fucking... Michael Jackson's house.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they named it
Neverland Ranch came first.
I didn't know.
And
that.
Then the book. Mm. And then the movie.
He was like, ooh, what about a movie where there's a guy who's sort of a child and then he gets to go to a fantasy world with different laws. Where you
it's about Michael Jackson's trip to Thailand.
You could be a pirate, and Native Americans are there, and they don't have it. There's no kind of authority to investigate or no oversight into what happens in the tribe land. Mm-hmm. And there's a group of literal boys that are lost. Who they have nobody to answer to.
Damn, dude. For real, though, whatever English motherfucker wrote that up, that's a sick guy, dude. Mm. Didn't Johnny
there was
Depp
a
play
book.
Him in
Yeah,
the
there was
movie?
A movie with Johnny Depp.
That guy's got to fuck kids.
Captain Fuck Kids?
No, but he knew kids named like Peter and...
We'll go through the Caribbean. We'll find boys. We'll have sex
with the boys. Imagine, guys, at home, a nice shashang while we're doing these voices.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I was just trying to do Johnny Depp. I was trying to, like, figure out a Johnny Depp impression the other day.
Okay.
And I just kept saying, like, my mom got fat when she found out Arnie was retarded. Well, after my dad left and my mom found out Arnie was retarded, she decided
to get fat. She got fat.
That's a good Johnny Depp. She got fat as shit as soon as Arnie came out retarded. First couple of times they gave Arnie a math test, it was clear he was retarded, and after that my mom, she just became just fat as fucking
shit.
She got fat,
she got him, she became a fucking cow. Fucking bitch, she got fat as hell.
Yeah, Arnie's retarded. He's so good in that movie.
Who's sucking Gilbert's cock?
That is like one of the only, not only, because first of all, so many actors that are talented otherwise have fucked up being retarded.
You mean Leo is so good in
Leo's a Leo guy. Is amazing in that movie.
Yeah.
That is a fucking, that is like a like one of the best performances of all time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it.
Because it's like, you know, like they get like, it's like a hack joke, but the Tropic Thunder thing of like, don't go full retard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why that joke's so funny is because it's 100% true. Everybody that fucking, like, it's incredibly fucking hard to do and have the character play, like, let alone authentic, but even sympathetic.
Right.
And not just,
just
like,
see the actor doing a bad
impression.
He
did it as a boy, too. I Am Sam is fucking disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just watching. The Other Sister is disgusting. Mm-hmm. Giovanni Ribisi is fine, but he's just playing himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like, his range is, like he's
Giovanni,
already.
You can play, you just use your normal voice, yeah. Finally, Giovanni.
What are you talking about? And what's, I don't understand. The script's about like a guy that rapes a retarded girl. They're like, yeah. Yeah, that's it. So just keep doing that. And that'll read fine.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be, that's exactly what we want. More of this energy is just, well, what should I do to like, get into character? Nothing. Stay put. Just the cameras have been
rolling.
Forget
about it. Yeah, yeah. We're getting a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
All of this is going in.
Well, should I put on makeup or no?
Should I dress different?
Yeah.
You're perfect.
Should I turn off all my marching band music?
Not at all.
I wore my dog costume here because all my other clothes are covered in heroin. I spilled heroin on all of my other clothes.
All my other jeans.
Every other pair of clothes I have, I spilled heroin on them.
I ate them.
What's Giovanni been in? Where was Big when he was young?
Boiler Room.
Arnie and What's Eating Gilbert Grape is a fucking great performance. I would love to see. You know, it's a shame that they made Peanut Butter Falcon instead of Shia just playing a retarded.
Yeah, they really should have let him.
Shia,
go.
It's
Shia,
shocking he hasn't.
Shia, if Shia had made that movie where he plays the retarded person and then he cast a Down syndrome actor as the normal guy.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Because that would be...
You couldn't criticize it.
Because Shia would nail it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it would be the greatest performance of all time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be the greatest piece of acting that anyone has ever produced.
Yes. That's right.
And then people would be like, you know, what about On the Waterfront? You'd be like, no.
Bullshit.
What about that movie where Shia LaBeouf was retarded and the retarded guy was normal?
On the Waterfront, Marlon Brando and De Niro afterwards are going around sucking each other's cocks. That's what I said. The best actor of all time is Shia LaBeouf. Because he did a movie with a retarded guy, you're not even aware of it. Because Shia is so good at acting.
He's even more retarded.
Even acting with him, he somehow elevates the other guy. So he extracts his talent is so expansive that it crosses over into this other person and embodies him. Is it possible, Mr. President, that the man with Down syndrome was just also talented? Not a chance.
Don't be ridiculous.
It was all Shia. It was Shia that did everything.
Shia, I know he did that He Will Not Divide Us thing, but he has the makings of a great Hollywood Republican. He would be awesome.
He's not, though.
If he was like, if his politics were like reactionary, it would be. He would rock.
Just because he's cool, is what you're saying?
Because he's like.
Who are the Hollywood Republicans?
He's a little crazy.
The Hollywood Republicans are fucking Bruce Willis.
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood, of course.
Gary Sinise.
Gary Panese.
Gary Panese. Who else? Fucking James Woods.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. Why is Shia
Johnny Sack
such a good actor is because the real Shia doesn't exist. No, there is
There's nothing there.
He's in pain.
He's.
Did you see Honey?
Well, whatever. I mean, he's a very an extremely talented person that has like layered himself in all of this talent.
Did you see Honey Boy?
It's a very good movie.
It's very good,
but there is no real Shia there.
Well, it's about the real him.
No, it's still like that. It's
that you know what that movie is actually a good thing in Nick's favor here because
what do you mean?
You make a movie like that. You're like, I'm going to make something powerful, but you don't even really give a fuck.
I'm going to make a movie where I play my dad.
It's an autobiography,
and I guess.
Or whatever. It's like a fictionalized account of his own life, but even like the real details of his life he has to insert himself in.
Right.
And like because he's like a reflection of himself, and the real self was never there.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah, brother.
Exactly. I'm telling you, there's no the real fucking, shot. That's what makes him such a good
actor. The allegory
of
the cave.
I don't know about that.
I never understood what that meant. It's like
they got
shadow
this
puppets.
Cave. Robert De Niro, he's got this cave.
Yeah, you're
he's
afraid of
everybody.
The shadows and too afraid to leave the cave.
But they're not real?
Yeah, they're just shadows on the cave wall.
What the fuck?
So you're like, those are monsters that are keeping me in the cave, and then you leave the cave, and you're like, oh, there were never any monsters.
And what did we say at a different episode? We were saying The Matrix was that?
Yeah, that's what The Matrix is.
Is that so? The allegory of the cave is about like shit you're worried about not being a big deal at all.
Well, just like the things that you, yeah, I guess so. The people that
you can certainly place a bet on.
Yeah, whether they're real. Let's place another bet. Where are you going?
Me?
Yeah.
I decide I'm taking the reeds off. For
this okay, take them off. Take a break, dude.
I don't know the copy. Listen, I don't know Dick Pill. Well, you know what I do because I love gambling.
No gambling. So we got. What's his name? D'Angelo
Russell.
Russell is on the Raiders, and we got some hot picks for you coming up, and we're placing all of our hot picks.
I take Marcus LeJackson for 12 over on a 15 reception.
Yeah, and the website we're talking about is mybookie.ag,
and it's the best place to place your bets, and it's where we place all of our
we
bets.
Place all our wagers on mybookie.ag,
and
they pay you fast. You will win
if you sign up. You get a bonus, and they have live in-game wagering. You can bet on people's fantasy.
Up to $1,000 massive fucking deposit.
Up to $1,000.
I'm telling you, you fucking listen to this.
Yep,
$1,000 a massive deposit. MyBookie.ag.
MyBookie.ag.
Sorry about it. I'm eating walnuts.
$1,000 will match your deposit.
I'm eating walnuts, but I'm telling you, this fucking. I only recommend a service to my fans that have been good to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No bullshit.
No fucking bullshit.
I'm on this fucking website betting every day.
We've never lied to
every dollar I fucking have.
Nick's quadrupled his money. He's rich as fuck.
I'm
now.
Rich as fuck, dude. I bought a wife.
Oh, yeah, straight from Laos.
Mm-hmm.
She's so sick.
My house from Laos. But that's me pronouncing ho.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
Mm-hmm. She's got really
it's funny in text messages. If you check it out, I got a text phrase, me and the CEO of mybookie.ag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll pull it up now.
Well, two CEOs I'm looking talking to
yeah.
each other.
Ha, ha, ha. We're not giving any money back. No. That's so funny. Yeah, of course, we're promoted the show. And blah, 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 blah. Get 50% of all the money you steal from the fans. Oh, here it is. Yeah. Laos. Well, I guess, it, you know, now that I look
it doesn't really work.
It's not that funny either. It's not as funny as I thought it was.
But the point is, she's got a really nice pussy.
Nice pussy.
And he bought it with his winnings.
With my winnings.
Yeah. From mybookie.ag.
You can buy a wife.
Which is an incredibly legitimate domain ending.
AG
is what you want. That's
all,
how you know it's all good.
It's an anonymous offshore
all
company.
Good. Yeah,
you have to have an anonymous offshore company to even get that domain name. So it's you know that it's trustworthy.
But
off of what shore, we're not quite sure. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter.
So offshore, it's a country that doesn't even have shores.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're somewhere right. in the middle of the ocean on a boat. And we recommend it to all of our
listeners. We love it.
You could do betting on fantasy.
We got the NBA freaking finals coming up tonight.
Lakers versus the
put your money on
Miami
the freaking
Heat.
As far as I'm concerned, put your money on the freaking Lakers.
Yeah, 50% 50% parlays against the spread.
I love that stuff.
I don't know what
I
that
love
means.
That.
That's great.
It sounds cool. I'm just going to start saying things that they have that
they got the
don't.
Point. Got a couple points on the VIG.
Yeah, you could definitely parlay. Kind of like a Proposition Joe sell parlay.
But you can press. You can bet on the overs and unders. You can bet on the fucking this prop bets.
I have no idea.
Prop bets.
Who's got the biggest cock? Who, you know, will we see Bam Adebayo's cock pop out of his shorts?
Or something
you
called
saw
like
LeBron's
super,
cock once.
Super spots, right?
Yeah, super contest or something? Super, yeah.
I don't know. How does NBA betting, you have like minus 500 and plus 750? I don't know what those numbers mean at all.
It means like, I mean, if those motherfuckers are minus, they're huge. Minus 500, they're huge underdogs.
Of what?
Or are huge favorites.
Yeah, but why is it? I mean, it's not like that. In football, it's like minus 7. Cause like
No.
They're expected
that's the money
to win
line.
By 7.
Plus, that's different. Yeah, that's two totally different things. All
right, whatever.
The point is, go to mybookie.ag.
Mybookie.ag, up to $1,000, you'll double your first deposit. Play, bet, win, get paid, get sexy.
Get pussy.
Get a Laotian
one. Get some Laotian house.
Make sure you're eating all of my trail mix.
Make sure you eat promo code. It's been sitting behind your fucking Vitamix.
No, it hasn't. I literally just assembled that trail mix yesterday. And it hasn't been sitting behind my Vitamix.
Well, I need it to think. I don't have a copy in front of me because my fucking phone died.
All right.
So
it's
I have
probably
to eat,
charged by
that
now.
That is a newly assembled
I have to eat nine Mandarin Oranges.
I just want to put that on the record, put it on.
It's
put it
probably
on.
Charged by now.
You know me. I'm a voracious eater.
I know. You've had nine Clementine.
Adam's going to have to start locking up his snacks.
One thing that's true about me is I'm a voracious eater.
Mm-hmm. Nick has no respect for my snacks.
Mm. And a voracious sucker.
And if you would have asked, I would have said yes. All means, my dear
I'm
man.
Fired up. I'm in a fugue right now. And I love these nuts, and I love my book of .ag, and I love my fucking dumb wife from China or wherever. And if you go to this website,
it's not China's Leo's.
And use promo code Cumtown or Cumtown 20. Again, I cannot remember.
One of those. It's definitely one of
it's
those two.
Either Cumtown or Cumtown 20. It may be case sensitive. Go play around. Find, that's part of the fun.
That's part of the fun of a gamble.
Part of the game is figuring out what the promo code actually is.
That's right.
You can always email their 24/7 customer service.
Yep,
that's right.
Some of the
customer service, I think.
Their email is open
24/7. That's right. Their email is open
24/7. They're never rejecting emails.
No.
Any time of the day. You call them up on the email and you say, what's promo code for Cumtown?
They'll say, I don't fucking know. Fuck you, fucking piece of shit.
So I'm calling about that guy's Chinese wife.
Can I get... Yeah. They're like, we don't know the promo code, but we can show you a picture of that guy's wife's pussy.
How about Al Capone code?
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
And you have syphilis and you're going insane?
And he's like, hey, fucking Mama Mia.
Oh, where's the fucking
how
pussy?
How about fucking 20% off with the Al Capone code, huh? Mm-hmm. About that? Did you guys even think about that?
I don't think they did.
Did any of you even consider?
Did you fucking idiots?
Did it even cross your mind?
Your stupid little fucked up mind.
To think of something along the lines of Al Capone code.
So
they couldn't have done that.
Again, it's Cumtown or Cumtown 20.
Mm-hmm.
And figure it out.
And Nick can't go to the next phone to get his now fully charged phone.
It's been charging for an hour.
For 45
minutes.
Well,
what am I supposed to do? Just walk away during
which
the show?
Which you've done
it twice.
To
multiple
get
times.
Mandarin oranges.
And to eat my trail mix.
You've done it for snacks twice in the bathroom once.
I mean, it was mostly to get another Mandarin orange.
All right, it's fine.
I barely pissed.
I'm not mad.
I barely pissed, although I did. So Adam admitted that he sleepwalks and he pissed all over his bathroom. All
right, it's more involved than that. Apparently, I got up.
The folks at home will be pleased to know that he has the scent of a cat.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's a cat's urine.
What happened was I got up. There's a mirror, like a big mirror, leaning against the wall in my bedroom. I thought it was a door. Yeah. So I ripped it off the wall, and then my girlfriend was like, what are you doing? And I had already pulled down my boxers, So I had my dick out, and I was holding a mirror.
And then his girlfriend's like, oh, you also have a penis? Because I do,
that's
too.
Rude.
Because
that's
I'm
rude.
A man.
No,
whoa,
that's rude.
That is what happened.
That's rude. She,
you can bet on it.
You've seen her pussy multiple times. That is rude of you to say on the show.
I've never seen your pussy.
No,
we've seen your pussy.
I know.
Okay, so your boyfriend. We've only seen your.
Let me finish. Okay, so my boyfriend. So my boyfriend was like,
"Multiple times."
All right. So my boyfriend's like, "What are you
once?
What are you doing?"
It exists.
And apparently,
checkmate.
In my sleepwalk, I said,
"Doing the math to make you as not gay as possible."
Stop it.
Well, making sure on the record you have a pussy.
Stop making it gay.
It's not gay. You have a pussy. You're a woman. Your boyfriend's a guy.
There's not a single direction you can take. Well, you're not gay.
I have a penis.
I'm the one. You are the one.
I have a penis.
I am not gay.
Well, I am straight and you have a pussy.
I woke up in the middle of the night. I pulled down my boxers.
That's true, Dr. Straight.
All right. All right.
I guess I didn't consider those options.
I'll talk next episode. Anyway, so, and then she was like, what are you doing? And I said, apparently I said it broke. Mm-hmm. I put the mirror back.
Adam, tell your girlfriend to shut up.
Who's that girl, Adam? Yeah. You told me it was just us boys tonight.
It's me. Your boyfriend.
Mr.
Feeney. No, you can't call
it. No, that's what it's an Easter egg.
Yeah, next episode.
It's an Easter egg.
You might want to pay attention to the term Mr. Feeney. Anyway, and then apparently I found the real door, and then I woke up in the morning, and the bathroom was just covered in piss on walls, on the floor, everywhere.
Wait, hold on. I just had a mental image of Jack Skellington going into that clearing in the forest. Yes. There's all the different trees, but then there's one that's just like with a hole for his cock. Standing there with his hands on his hips, getting his dick sucked through the tree for like 12 hours.
Yeah.
And then it's just him running back to the Halloween village like, guys. You gotta see this fucking thing. And they're like, does it bite off your dick? And he's like, no, it doesn't bite off your dick. It sucks it. And they're like, well, how's that scary? They're like, maybe on the other side of the tree is a man. And he's like, no, I'm pretty sure it's a hot girl on the other side of the tree. Maybe it's a hot girl that becomes a man. And then you're actually gay. Ooh, spooky, scary, you're actually gay. And he's like, I guess they'll never understand.
It is called Getting Your Dick Sucked Before Christmas.
Getting Your Dick Sucked Before Christmas. There it is.
Yeah.
Swish.
Getting Your Dick Sucked Before Christmas. It's a kid's movie.
That's awesome. That's a very good one, man. Respect. We are fucking gay. We are fucking gay.
Nick is losing.
This is the happiest I've ever seen Nick.
I haven't seen you smile in 18 months.
I told you, man, I'm juiced up on trail mix.
Adam, you got to get a new thing of trail mix every episode.
I got to build him trail mix. That's a home assembled trail mix.
I don't know why playing the hits feels so good today. You know, sometimes it's about just dialing it back.
Sometimes you're reeling in the ears.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta give
my
them a little.
My dick is so small. I am getting fucked. I guess they'll never understand the magic of a glory hole.
Of putting your penis in a hole.
Just these stupid Halloween assholes will never appreciate the magic.
They'll never know what it's like to put your
cock. It's just the mental image of Jack Skellington, like his pants still unfastened, running through the snow in the woods back to Halloween Town.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone! I've got great news. What is it, Jack? Is it a dead baby that got fucked through one of its eye sockets? No.
Damn, God damn, even for Halloween, that's a little much.
Yeah. I mean,
God,
fuck,
dude.
Couldn't have been like a pumpkin or something?
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, well, your girlfriend is, you know, a Frankenstein that gets fucked by her dad. Touche.
That's a good point.
Touche. Very true.
That's in the spirit.
But the pussy is wild.
Yeah. The pussy is, it's got a zipper on it.
If the pussy is too big, you can zip it down a little bit.
Jack, you're back. I thought maybe we could fuck in the tower. I'm a little sucked dry, Sally. These bones are dry tonight. In fact, I've chafed my penis bone. I'll tell everyone about it at the next town meeting. Jack, there's only 300 more days till the next Halloween, and you've been getting your dick sucked in the woods. Mr. Mayor, if you could just please understand... It's more than about just getting your dick sucked. There's a hole, and you don't know who's on the other side of it.
How's that better than just getting your dick sucked? You already have a pretty hot girlfriend, Jack.
It's the spirit of Christmas or something.
That is the spirit of Christmas.
Getting your dick sucked before Christmas.
Yeah. We kidnapped Santa Claus. Why? Oh, I guess we kind of forgot what movie we're in. That's fine.
Why don't we put our dicks in his mouth?
Mr. Boogie Woogie kidnapped Santa. Oh, I'm filled with cum.
I never saw that movie.
Really? What?
That's a fucking classic, dude.
It looked too scary.
I was in a group chat. I can't remember where it was. I might have even have been on that fucking subreddit. Somebody added me to like a group chat on the subreddit.
Oh, when you're on the Reddit?
It's still one of the funniest things I've heard in the last, like, 5 years. But they were like, yeah, there was a kid in my middle school that, like, wore all this, like, Nightmare Before Christmas shit. Mm-hmm. He was obsessed with Nightmare Before Christmas. Then we found out that he hadn't even seen it because his mom thought it was too scary.
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable.
We just got the shirt.
Pretending to have seen
a poser for Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's so gay. God. Damn. That's rough.
Yeah.
He was trying to get some fucking some proto-goth pussy.
Mm-hmm. Getting your dick sucked before Christmas. Getting your dick
That's what all the kids Christmas. In like the like gay straight alliance in my high school would wear.
Yeah.
Yeah, that and like Invader Zim.
Of course, striped. A lot of striped long sleeve shirts.
Yeah, under like a black t-shirt, a striped black and white striped shirt.
Mhm. There'd be like a black girl with perm with her like straight down.
Yeah, a black girl that's into screamo with like
big,
with plugs.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Like earlobe plugs. Those kids looked like they're having a good time.
They were the best time, dude. Yeah. In hindsight, they were ahead of the curve. They knew who they were from the jump.
Yeah, it's
true. You know what character I enjoyed doing on the show was the preacher that got really into the Joker.
Yeah, that was good.
Had to point out that he understands it's very similar to his Nightmare Before Christmas face. Now, friends, I'm sure a lot of you are thinking, how is this any different from your Jack Skellington era? And I hear you on that. But the Joker represents... it's the only church in your town.
It's so different. That's very funny.
My dick can't get hot. I am gay now.
So I guess this will be the day after the debate. But I hope everyone enjoyed it.
Hopefully Joey B came through, fucking fist fought Donald Trump.
I'm going to be so mad if that happens and then this episode goes up after.
No, but we're time stamping it. It is Yom Kippur now.
Yom Kippur.
It is Monday, Yom Kippur. And the debate is tomorrow night. We shall see, sirs. We shall see what happens.
You've been getting into saying sir.
Yeah, I'm bringing it back.
You say sir a lot on text.
Yeah, I think it's nice to say it to your friends.
You heard a black kid
instead of dude.
When did I
hear a black kid say that?
I gotta be honest, Adam, I hate it.
You hate when I say...
I hate it. It
seems all right.
Like, listen, I don't
know... Okay, I feel like I was saying bro too much, and now I'm saying sir a little bit more.
I don't know. It seems
say, like my sir
went to the bodega. It looks and over sarcastic. Her teenager
Why would I hear a black kid say my sir?
I have no
it
idea.
It is the opposite of what they would
I
say.
I have no idea, but that's what happened. You were at the bodega. There was
all right. You have one
there
default
was a couple of
insult.
Kids. A couple of kids on the way to school.
No, as a matter of fact, I've run out of those kind of ideas because I'm not taking public transit anymore.
Mm.
And so therefore I cannot copy what black kids are saying and wearing.
That's a good point. He's got you there.
Because I'm too afraid because of the coronavirus to ride the train.
Counterpoint, you're gay.
All right,
you sustained did. Counselor.
Yeah. No, that's bullshit. That was a that your
Your Honor, I'd like to file a motion to call him gay. Your Honor, I'd like to summarily file a motion to call the
approach the bench.
Yeah. No, well you can't. Come on.
Sustained.
I would like it stricken from the record that the defense is a straight man. I don't believe that that's founded
this
in
fact.
This
is not part
sustained.
Of
so filed no. prior to today's hearing a motion to suppress his identity.
Mm-hmm. The only thing suppressed is the other counsel.
Shut up.
The other counsel.
Objection. You're gay.
All right.
It's not your turn. I have this conch.
Counselor Nick.
I have the gavel.
Okay, well, now we're on Lord of the Flies. The speaking conch.
Your Honor, I would ask you to use your tiny hammer to silence the other guy.
It's called a gavel.
Your Honor, may I approach your big chair thing? yes. No, I just forget a lot of the law stuff. That's why I have. I'm a slick talker. You know, that's why they have me. I do the closing arguments.
They call I'm a the drunk. Closer.
I was removed from the bar.
I've been disbarred
I
for
was
years.
Disbarred probably 15 years ago on account of my reckless driving in my Cadillac, mm-hmm. Eldorado Biarritz, which I drive. It's just what I like to call slightly toasty, where I have 13 brandies and then I'll smoke a blunt. And then I drive around the great town of Jackson, Mississippi. Yeah. I go for a little toasty ride in my Eldorado Biarritz. And they bring me in for closing arguments because I'm smooth and velvety.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know none of that law shit anymore.
I done drank the law right out my head, Your Honor.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I don't even know what we're here for right now. But I see a man sitting right there. And they said he did what? What's it say? What's the charge? 15 counts of possession of child pornography. How the fuck you gonna have 15 counts of child pornography? Mm-hmm. How you gonna just have 15 counts of pornography? He's just crushing with the
joke. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My man said, what? 15 counts? By the time you done adding it up, the girl's 75 years old.
That's his big defense.
That's Could the members of the jury stop clapping and whooping?
Yeah.
Please show some decorum. All right.
Why didn't you show some dick suck'em?
Just Matthew McConaughey loses that case to the drunk. To the drunk guy that crushes with black club comedy.
Yeah.
Look at my man laughing.
The Mariano Rivera of Jackson, Mississippi.
The absolute closer.
The Sandman.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some getting trash to do in my Eldorado Biarritz.
Oh, fuck.
Is that a real style of Eldorado?
Yeah.
Are you saying BRX?
Because Biarritz is a surf town in, you know,
Biarritz.
In France, I believe.
Shut the fuck up, dude. You don't know about surfing.
I'm just planning my next life after the show.
You're
over.
Not a surfer, dude. You're not
good
at it.
Yeah, but I'm
going
to move to a small surf town.
No, you're not.
I'm deciding between a couple right now.
What are the other options?
Puerto Escondido, Mexico.
How about Puerto your dick in my assesito?
Right. Okay, that's come on.
Puerto your dick.
You invited me to have sex in
my assesito.
You're insulting me by inviting me into your
house. Puerto Rico, your penis inside my assesito.
All right. Yes.
Yeah, I just want to find a small surfing
pool. Where did he go? Oh, no, it's inside of my assosito. I got fucked in my assosito. They put a dick in my assosito. Where did he go? Oh, no, it's in my assosito.
Delicious. Very good.
Just somehow trick Joe Biden into thinking those are the words. One of my favorite songs is actually Assosito. Is Where'd the Dick Go? And it's in my Assosito. Look, you got kids. They're growing up inside different ways. Inside 15 different... You got a guy driving down the street saying that he's looking for a job. Well, the jobs, they're looking... They're coming up every which way from Sunday.
Suck my pee hole.
Yes, my penis. Suck my ass off.
Biden should tell Trump he's acting a little gay.
Mm-hmm. If I didn't know any better, I'd say Donald was
Jack,
gay.
Listen, Jack, if you're from Scranton, from my town, that's what a gay guy says.
Is he from Scranton?
Yeah, he's from
that's
Scranton.
That's what he says, but isn't he from Delaware?
Yeah, he's the president
well,
in Delaware.
That's all the same place.
We really shouldn't have a president. We should have a general secretary.
Okay.
I think we should have a generalissimo.
Should be Debbie Wasserman Schultz as the general secretary.
Let's bring that chick back.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that bitch. She set my man Bernie up.
Mm-hmm. Stop throwing shells at
me. Don't tell me what to do. Get the shells out of your fucking house.
We've done
dude.
Two episodes today, and we're getting into silly season right now. We're throwing shells. We're calling each other homosexual.
This is the good part of the vacation.
Vacation, all I ever wanted.
When we take the pranking too far.
Was to get my dick sucked.
Honestly,
sand.
You put
honestly,
sand
I,
in Adam's contact.
No, no. Honestly, I was mad. There was in Sydney, Australia, I was like, I was mad at Nick.
What did Nick, I do?
Did you really just put... You were pranking too hard.
Oh, yeah, it does go too far. I get
it got a little. It was like, come on, bro. I can't even open my mouth without you being like, faggot. Yeah.
That's not like, really a prank.
And I was like, it's day four of this.
Yeah, just crushing him with the car seat.
What was that?
Oh,
yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how it works.
Pushing me into things.
In Japan, stomping on his feet in the train.
Well, that was funny.
Because he started it.
But that was hilarious because...
No, don't bet on me. You were trying to fucking hook my ankle
with
the umbrella.
Well, that was funny.
Because I was doing a sandman routine.
There was pranking going back and forth.
No, but what I'm saying
is... You kicked a hornet's nest. And I was like, all right, you got to be on the road with me for a month.
Here's what I'm saying, though. Is Adam thought wrongly that Nick would respect Japanese code of ethics.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
he hooked your foot right before we got on the train, thinking once we're on the train, you're gonna respect how orderly the Japanese are.
Yeah, because
you're
supposed to be respect-a-roo on the train. We know that. Yeah.
We know the rules.
Nick
was out for blood and he started stomping on your feet. And every Japanese person was horrified.
Yeah. There was a homeless
horrified.
Guy. There was a homeless guy on his knees on a cushion masturbating into a bento box, and he was like, I cannot believe it. These people have no respect. The best I remember there was one time I was on an escalator and I was like leaning over to shove my ass in someone's face.
Yes.
And there was a Japanese, like an elderly Japanese woman right behind us who was furious.
So fucking mad.
Just disrespecting these people in their own country. Putting your ass in the people's face.
Yeah, but like, you know, what's she doing? On her way to buy hentai or something? I don't give a shit.
This pedophile old ass. This old pedophile bitch.
I mean, she
going to buy some hentai.
She could have been getting tea. But I,
yeah. She probably was buying a gift for
can't
her.
Can't spell hentai without T.
That's true.
You know,
you got that it.
True. Just the one letter, though. Yeah. Just the letter
it is funny T. to imagine them over there, like sitting cross legged on the floor watching hentai.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that. Well, no, they probably just go to the rental place to jack off to it.
Yeah.
That one place that wouldn't let us in, remember?
Yeah.
When was that?
You weren't there.
We went to the porn district.
No, you went out. You left town with your girlfriend. You made us all go to Tokyo and then secretly planned a separate trip.
We went
yourself.
Away for one night.
Quiet. This whole Tokyo was
we
your
were there
fault.
For 8 days.
Mr. Spock, put your hand in your
ass. Make the V thing in my ass.
I don't have to defend that anymore.
All right, that's going to do it for us, folks.
Mr. Spock, do that V shit.
Put the V do in that my ass, Mr. Spock.
Do the live do long the and V prosper V
Mr.
thing.
Mr. Spock.
Put your hand in my ass and do the V.
Spread my asshole open with the V thing.
Anything for you, Captain.
Whatever you say, Captain.
All right.
The most go logical. To Stavi.biz. Come see me on tour this October. We're in Philly this weekend.
As a Vulcan, I don't see a reason not to do homosexual acts because it's just bodies. I had a bisexual guy try to make that argument. What? He's like, it's just bodies. It's just pleasure. What the fuck does it matter?
It's like, yeah, it doesn't give me pleasure.
Well, it's like, okay, well, then have sex with your mother. Like,
got him, dude.
I did. Now he's not gay anymore.
Now he's straight.
This is back in my Christian days.
He's straight and he's been fucking his mom the
back
whole
when
time.
I go door to door fixing people.
Debating people into
like, are you a Jehovah's Witness? No. Actually, I'm a Judeo-Christian logician. And a disclaimer. All right.
Bye, folks.
Oh, that skateboarding guy is now asking people for money.
Tony Hawk?
The TikTok guy that lip syncs to...
What are you talking about?
That Mexican guy on the skateboard that...
I don't know who you're talking about.
That's the show. That
all right, bye, guys. Take care.
This one?
Yeah, the record.